draw action photos. My shit moves when it's on the page. Yo, welcome to the Daily Addict, everybody. We're ready to get this shit off proper, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Welcome to the Daily Addict. It's your boy Tim. And your boys, Mike and Dave. What's up, fellas?
What up, man?
What's up? We're just telling secrets over here.
We're telling secrets about how we should hit that fucking thing right there.
Hit what shit?
That mushroom cloud, man.
Hit that I ain't hitting no mushroom cloud, dude. No, dude.
Oh, man.
It's the THCA and the... I had this last episode. It did, dude. It gave me a little weird body buzz, man.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't give you guys buzz?
No.
Nothing?
I don't know. If I did, I don't remember.
He don't remember.
Don't remember nothing.
Man, you know what? Fuck it.
I'll take the pressure. Big fucking hit.
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah. Remember, you got to click that shit. Click that shit.
I click it five times.
Yep.
Mm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I love the design.
And then, yeah.
Device. 2.
And then 2.
Then hold it and hit it. But take that little piece out.
Take the top
I think I just shut it off, actually, when
probably,
I did five
it
times. Because it was still on.
Oh, that shit's going to be hot as shit.
Oh, dude, it's going to be burning. Okay. I mean, I'll do it for the sake of the show. Let's fucking do it. Look at this thing's fucking cool. It's like lighting up. I don't know if you can see that. Oh, yeah. It's like
on.
A little. Oh, no. It is what it is.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fucking nice.
It's legit. It's legit, dude. Smokes good. Pass it around. You thought I was going to be the only one to hit it? Everybody's going to hit that bitch.
Damn, Mike.
He took a deep one.
I don't think it's going to do a whole lot. You know,
watch, you start fucking tripping balls.
I felt something last time.
What is that taste?
Weird mushrooms, man.
Is that the way mushrooms taste?
My throat, dude, like a big ass mushroom.
Well, we'll just leave this out because we might have to hit that again later. So, hey, welcome to the show. It's the Daily Addict. It's your boy, Tim, Mike, and Dave. We're here to cover, you know, the latest, the greatest, the best stories in the drug world. Trying to convince people that the war on drugs is terrible through, you know, a little bit of improvisational covering. What we do is we do like reaction videos more than anything. Reaction to fucking stories that come out in the news that aren't covered every day by mainstream media. Usually, I mean, we're kind of weird in that way. We don't really do that. Like, jumping right into the first fucking article here. Rats. This is by Fox News 8, I guess. Rats have been eating marijuana in coincidence for a decade or more, says a former New Orleans officer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A long, ongoing
crazy
issue.
Ass rats, mm-hmm. Boy.
Super rats.
Rats, like animal rats or like people that ratted people
That's
out?
That's what I thought at first.
Right.
No. So former New Orleans police officer, let's say New Orleans police officer, says rats have been eating narcotics in the evidence room for 10 years or more.
That's what I would say if I was stealing that shit too.
And yeah, that's
yeah.
What you're saying, huh?
Where's all the evidence? Fucking
yeah, rats. Sure. It's rats. You can't get a rat. Can't get rid of rats in the evidence room, huh? Mm-mm. That's kind of suspicious, man. I gotta say, on March 11th, Chief Ann Kirkpatrick revealed the rodent infestation in a plea to the city council to allocate more funds to repair several NOPD facilities.
I would think that a bunch of coke, though, would kill them rats eventually or explode their heart if they ate enough of it.
You would think, but...
Dude, rats love coke.
Yeah.
Rats love coke.
They do, man. The experiments they did was crazy. They put rats in an isolated cage by themselves and gave them coke infused water, and they took as much coke as they could. They did it all the time. They became addicts. But then they also did a study where they put rats like in a rat heaven, where it was like they had everything they needed. They had the space they needed. They had food. They had stuff to do. They had like little exercise wheels and shit. And believe it or not, the rats didn't drink the cocaine water. They only drank the plain water.
You watched The Secret of NIMH. That's what you did, talking ass rat.
No, seriously. I know these studies, man. They're online. It's fucking crazy.
They've been studying rats and cocaine for 100 years, man.
Yeah. If you put It's crazy. If you put people in an environment where they can relax and thrive and enjoy life, they will not be addicted to drugs and do things, you know, that are harmful to their bodies, if that makes sense.
No, you're right. It does, I believe man. That.
Life's hard.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Life's hard and there's trauma in life and we're all going to die and people need to realize it and fucking just live their life and quit being so like, I can't get out of bed because I had a bad day. Well, guess what? It's gonna be like that. I know people pass before you want them to and all that stuff. And there's trauma and there's bad shit that happened to people. But guess what? The strong survive. You get over it. You live your life. Live in honor of that. Don't live in honor of that. You know what I mean? And
like there's a round moon, you know?
There's a fucking round moon somewhere in China.
There's a round moon. So anyways, this rodent infestation, let's talk about this. In the evidence property room, we witnessed rodents on the floor, rats eating marijuana. They are all high, she said.
Who, that lady right there?
Yeah, that lady right there.
Man, who eats her pussy? Nobody.
The rats.
Ben and Willard.
Ann Kirkpatrick. Dude, happy St. Patty's Day to the Ann Kirkpatrick in the house.
Oh, yeah, you look green today, baby.
So, Kenny Guidry, who retired in 2020, said rats were a long time running problem in the building. The 7 years he handled evidence, but he's retired now. You know what I mean? Probably got a fat retirement fund, I'm sure.
Fuck, yeah.
This is the thing. When cops are dirty, they have the advantage because they know all the drug dealers already. So they can just like sell them back the drugs they took from them. Man, it's a scam going on since the beginning of the drug war, but I digress.
He digressed.
I digressed. Mm. I would have to be at work sometimes 6:30 in the morning, and when I go in my office, I'd turn the lights on, and you'd have about 25 to 30 seconds because you'd see the rats scrambling, he says. And he says the rats would be visibly under the influence, stumbling to escape the light.
Damn. Jesus Christ. I would scare the shit right out of me, man. You turn on the fucking lights in a damn building. Next thing you know, there's 100 rats scurrying everywhere on coke.
So they asked him, like,
Cocaine Bear?
Yeah, Cocaine Bear. Based on a true story.
Fuck that shit.
So they say.
Yeah.
So here's the interesting thing, man. How do you know that rats are high? You know what I mean? And they said they're a little slow. They have a little wobble. Yes, the rats are probably wobbly on the way out, he said. So that's how you tell.
Even on the coke, they're slow.
Yeah.
Would they be fast, running like maniacs, jittery?
I would think they would be the fastest rats in fucking New Orleans.
Or they're so coked up, they're just laying on their back, feet just twitching here and there because they can't fucking control themselves at all.
Like a fucking turtle.
Just a ball of energy. Little hairy ass, disease-ridden ball of energy.
Rats were on Mardi Gras year-round in the police department. For show. The evidence warehouse, which was adorned with new graffiti artwork of a rat on Wednesday. This is amazing. So somebody went and put painted a rat on the fucking evidence locker. I love you, New Orleans. Internet wins again. Look at that fucking picture. Fucking damn. Fitting. How great.
They're actually kind of, the domesticated ones are actually kind of cool. In a way.
My younger brother had a pet rat, a white one. It was pretty cool. I stayed away from it. But
they
start
eating your fucking drugs.
I got to know my stepdaughter's pet rats, and they're actually pretty chill, man. They get on your shoulder and just kind of hang with you. They don't bite or nothing. They're not dirty.
You ever get them high?
All the time. Every time I could.
Did they stumble and wobble?
I can't remember, dude. I didn't. It was a quick little just blow of smoke at them, run back, put them in a cage.
After the old evidence from the room in New Orleans building flooded during Hurricane Katrina, the new building was seen as a vast improvement. It's now the punchline of jokes across the city and the nation. Yeah,
it's a cold ass shirt.
Yeah, it is.
NOLA rats.
NOLA rats. They're all high. That's fucking fantastic, dude. That's fucking fantastic. Compromised evidence bags with missing quantities raise concerns about integrity. Evidence used to prosecute cases is under lock and key, subject to strict security measures.
I want to see the bags with the fucking chew marks on it. You ain't going to show that shit.
No, because there's no evidence of that. Fucking
no, those rats opened the bag up.
Yeah. Nicodemus did it.
Nicodemus.
It's going to be a chain of evidence question. You get it. You seal it. And nobody's supposed to touch it unless you open it for court. If Ronnie the rat eats the whole bag, then that means anything could have been put in the bag and the chain of evidence is broken and you can't use the evidence in trial. So actually the rats are doing a service to the drug dealing community by eating all the evidence. Hell, thank yeah. you, rats.
Keep it up, you good bastards.
Rats have done more to help the war on drugs than any politician in the last 30 years.
Rats have been involved in a lot of major things in history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pied Piper and shit like that. That was big, big shit.
I think there's more rats in New York than there are people. If I'm saying that, I might be butchering that, but I think it's something like that. It's crazy.
That you will never know because they're underground too in the sewers and shit. You'll never be able to count all them damn rats.
I seen a video of somebody cooking rats on the side of the.
I seen that too, man.
It was like in the alleyway in New York.
Yeah, or something. Yes, rat.
Fucking crazy.
Feed a family of five.
Fuck.
You know? Ugh.
Who washed the rat tail?
Yeah, I'll suck the eyes out of the skull.
So guess what they're trying to allocate for maintenance? What are they trying to allocate for maintenance for this drug locker or this evidence room? How much do you think it's going to take to repair this?
Millions and millions.
You're both right. 20 million.
A big Damn. Effort from all of the community.
The fuck they building?
They're trying to make it rat proof, dude. And that takes a lot of money.
Man.
I mean, look at Washington. There's many rats there.
That's true. That's true.
And they spend billions.
Trillions.
Quadrillions.
Quadrillions.
Quadrillions. Googleillions. Next story, Reuters, man. This is a great story. So, we covered Rodrigo Duterte a lot, man. He was the president of the Philippines. He was known as very harsh on drug users and also drug dealers. He killed over 2 year span, 20,000 people. He had a hit squad that he paid to go kill drug users. Okay. In the Philippines. And this is real. This is real, man. This it reports it. It's very well known. It's reported within the country. And now there's a new president in the Philippines by the name of Ferdinand Marcos. So this story is about the Philippines will not lift a finger to assist the ICC drug war probe. So the International Criminal Courts have opened an investigation against the Philippines and former president Rodrigo Duterte about all of the mass murder of drug dealers and users that were during his regime, and the Philippines will not cooperate with it. They're not giving them any evidence. They're not doing anything. So the probe is just kind of stalled, I guess, in a way, because they're not, I wouldn't say it's stalled, but they're not helping investigators. He said the ICC investigators can come and visit as ordinary people, but the government will not assist them.
Cover up.
So,
I mean, they probably don't have to.
No.
Marcos's remarks followed a statement made by his justice minister, who last week told Kyodo News that the government may allow the ICC probe if legal procedures were followed, a move which Duterte's camp maintained was illegal. So, you know, Duterte was never going to let international court system into his country, dude. He was slaughtering drug users. And the craziest part is, man, I have friends whose families were from the Philippines. You can drink alcohol in the Philippines as long as you're as tall as the bar. So you have 12-year-olds in bars drinking alcohol, but you kill people that use illegal drugs. And alcohol is a drug, one of the most damaging drugs if abused on your body. And you can do that from the time you can reach the bar, but at the same time, smoke a little weed and I'm going to kill you with a hit squad. It's fucking insane.
Jesus.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
It doesn't even seem real. It seems like a fucking movie. You know, it seems like something I made up, but I didn't. It's all facts.
Scary. If you live over there, holy
fuck. Yeah, you touched the wrong thing, dude.
Hanging out with the wrong crowd. Don't even know it. Just met these people. They got weed on them. Next thing you know, a van rolls up and some AKs just start filleting you and everybody else there, dude, because you're with them.
They did it on motorcycles, dude.
Okay.
Motherfucking assassin on a motorcycle pull up to your shit. So we talked about that. We talked about this and the fact that this might be the case. You don't like your neighbor. You know, your neighbor's dog keeps shit. Well, they probably don't have pet dogs over like there,
the
right?
Witches.
You know what I'm saying? Well, they don't, you don't like your, you don't like somebody. So all you do is call the government. Hey, this motherfucker's smoking weed. You know what I mean? And just kind of just make it.
Yeah, because they don't like give you, they don't like request evidence. They're like,
they just raid the house.
Don't, no, don't. They just shoot them.
Yes, they just shoot them.
They don't
just,
even like question them, man.
Messing the kid. Kid family in there seeing this go down. The door gets kicked in. You all freak out. Next thing you know, they blast the father in the forehead
and just walk out
and then leave. What the fuck?
The Philippines withdrew from the International Tribunal in 2019, so they don't even want to be part of the international court system when Duterte was questioned about killing thousands of people, but the police say they killed 6,200 drug dealers who resisted arrest during anti-drug operations during Duterte's term. Now, that's just the police. He also had privately contracted assassins that killed drug dealers too.
He did some himself too.
Yes, he did some himself to send a message, but he paid these guys like $5,000 or $500 a head to $2,000 a head, and that's how it went down there. So many thousands more users and peddlers. So that's 6,200 drug dealers. Many more thousands of users and peddlers were gunned down during the crackdown. If authorities say, and what authorities said were vigilante killings, rights group and some victims accused the police of systematic cover-ups and executions, which they all deny, of course. And in November, Marcos said he was studying the Philippines' return to the ICC fold months after they were cut off contact with the tribunal. So basically, you know, it is what it is. They're a dictatorship. They're a very poor country. One thing to keep in mind, the Philippines is like draped in poverty. 7 out of 10 people are poor. They live in flats. Multiple families live together. They have to work 12, 16 hour days just to survive and eat. And this is why the drug addiction is so high. And this is why the meth use is so high, because they got to have some energy to keep going, because it's hard to work 16 hour days fucking sewing soccer balls or whatever the hell they're doing over there, man. I mean, it's an insane way to live. So, you know, if you're an American, man, and you're bitching about shit over here.
Yeah. Take your ass over there and see what the fucking air smells like.
Put some shit in perspective.
Really?
You're complaining.
Yeah, Dave. Bitch.
Fuck. No, I love the U.S.
Fuck yeah.
But never leave it.
No.
No, I
won't even travel outside of it. There's enough here, you know.
Agreed.
I'd love to go to certain places, but it's just unfortunately not going to happen for safety purposes.
The UK police fined $568 million of cocaine hidden in bananas, shattering, guess once again.
Another record.
Another drug seizure record broken. That is like consecutive weeks.
Oh,
that's like, yeah, I'm Casey Kasem, and this is another top 40. This is a consecutive weeks of record-breaking drug bust. I mean, it just happens week after week after week.
Another win for the team.
Yes.
You know, you ain't winning shit.
It's not showing that you're winning.
No.
Hey, it's not showing that you're winning the war on drugs when record busts keep coming in. I just want to make that clear. That's not the message everybody's getting. That means you've been doing it for 50 years and it's obviously not working. That means more drugs are coming in, right? So the media is funny. The way they report is fucking stupid. British authorities on Friday found more than 12,500 pounds of cocaine hidden in a shipment of bananas.
Damn.
Shattering the record for the biggest single seizure in the hard drugs history in the country. So that's cocaine, 1,250 pounds, that's 6,200 kilos. And that's nothing for Colombia, Peru, or any of those. That's nothing for them. I mean, they do tons a month. So that's just like
child's play.
Yeah, that's child's play. The National Crime Agency said 5.7 tons of cocaine were found in the container of bananas. So it's like you got a container of bananas and you're like, man, this thing weighs 5 tons more than bananas usually weigh.
Some heavy bananas.
Kind of dumb on their part.
This was on February 8th, but the Hall of Drugs had an estimated street value of $568 million, which is inflated. It's probably half of that if you do the math, which we're not going to do, but just trust us on this. We know this shit. We know they inflate those prices. Before the massive bust, the previous largest seizure of drugs in the UK was a 3.7-ton haul of cocaine. Man, I got to tell you, Europe does a lot of cocaine. Oh, they do as much as the U.S. or more. Europe is getting down on some cocaine, man. They love it. And then they had 3.2 tons discovered in a tugboat in Scotland in 2015. Crazy.
It's a lot of drugs.
That's tons and tons. I wonder if they have any drug-eating rats in their fucking evidence rooms over fucking England, because, you know, they got rats. Rats came here from England.
Cobblestone roads.
Fuck yes. Crazy shit,
Grandpa
dude.
Grandpa was a cobbler. Make you a boot.
I'm in the New York Post. This is kind of weird. It's kind of off of what we talk about, but I thought it's relevant to what's going on right now. Super Ozempic. So everybody's familiar with Ozempic, right? The weight loss. It was actually, what was it, a diabetes drug?
Diabetes, yeah.
That was, people started taking it and dropping weight like crazy. So now it's kind of like a weight loss drug, I guess, in a way. So there is a new weight loss drug that burns five times quicker than Ozempic. And I tell you, I already checked the stock. The day I seen this story and it was already spiked. It spiked like 2 days before that. So I missed. Yeah, the shares surged 80% after the trial results were announced on Tuesday.
Bet you Nancy Pelosi had those stocks.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of Wall Street whales or, you know, Congress whales that had that stock.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun to look into. The clinical trial participants were injected with a high dose of the VK2735 once per week for 13 weeks and lost an average of 32 pounds or 14.7% of their body weight.
Damn.
By comparison, it took patients injecting Ozempic 68 weeks to see similar results. So this is like, yeah, five times faster, which is insane. That's how you do it. You eject it right in your little belly right there like that. Like,
fuck that. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't look like something. Oh,
Ozempic. You know. Isn't that the riff from their commercial?
Probably is.
Ozempic. I like that. We're gonna lose weight before you know. Fucking crazy, dude.
As well.
So during the phase two of the trial of the VK2735, scientists recruited 174 overweight or obese adults, which probably wasn't hard to find.
No.
And at least one underlying COVID morbidity, which was a type 2 diabetes. So they at least had one person in there for that had diabetes to help them. I mean, okay. 140 injected it once a week for 13 weeks, while the remaining 34 administered a placebo. So they did blind placebo.
Bet you they all lost weight, though.
The placebo only lost 1.7%, but they did lose weight. So good call. And the regular participants lost 14.7%, dude. That is insane. Hey, dude. There's a picture, a real picture of Coco on the screen right now.
Oh, dude, there's Coco.
The arms on Coco.
Well, she's in Miami.
What do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about them making these designer drugs that are supposed to be trying to help people, and they're making these drugs to like for, well, I guess it is a health drug because obesity is a killer.
It is, but
right?
It still doesn't change the fact of what we eat. You know, I mean, you're still eating this shitty food that's not good for you, but you're losing weight.
I got no sympathy.
So it's really legitimizing people's poor choices. I can make all these poor choices, eat all this sugar, eat all this bullshit, do whatever I want, and I'll just take this little injection.
I'll get you off of heroin. You take the Suboxone, which is basically the same fucking thing. I mean, it's like same thing, man.
So it's promoting, it's by having this, unhealthy it's still habits. Promoting unhealthy habits. Yep. Yeah, you'll never get rid of That's fucking insane.
Not only that, they lose it. I've seen some photos. They lose it so fast. Your body can't keep up.
No, like, your body looks all fucked up, man.
Like you got no ass, but you got ass skin. You know, kind of shit. They call it Ozempic ass.
Ozempic ass.
Dude, there's a term called Ozempic ass, bro.
Yeah.
Tie a bow tie with the skin flap on the back of the ass. Hit it doggy style. Use it as a fucking flesh magnet.
Is that so? You know what? I noticed when I go to the gym, I do see some women with no asses doing all the ass work, all the Brazilian butt workouts and shit. Yeah. They got weight. They're doing
Kegels and shit.
Doing Kegels or they're on their back. They're on their back and their knees and they're doing the fucking, the bar with the knees. And then they're also doing like the bridge, you know, they're pumping in the air like John Travolta back in the day.
Damn.
Remember that? Remember that movie where he was pumping in the air looking? Yes. He was
with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. It was
Staying Alive or some shit like that.
It was, there's a robot
wasn't
there.
Staying Alive.
But that's what they're doing now.
Staying Alive.
That's what they're doing. It was Staying Alive. Yeah. It was
Saturday Night Fever. Was Saturday Night Fever. Staying Alive was like a sequel.
Was a song. Was a song. Staying Alive.
Yeah.
It's called Saturday Night Fever. I thought.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the movie with him and Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, yeah. Aerobics and shit, and they were dancing.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but that's what people are doing now. So they're doing it because they got Ozempic ass. That makes total sense to me now, dude.
I mean, you could have some ass and try to tone it by doing the exact same exercise. They're legit exercises.
Oh, yeah.
Normal people do them, too, but you do see a lot of that going on.
Well, you just got to give your body time to unstretch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you lost it so fast, your skin didn't have time to...
Can't you get it cut off, though?
You can, but who has that kind of fucking money, man?
Yeah, take a pair of scissors and a goddamn bottle of whiskey and get to town, motherfucker, in a bathroom. Fucking... Tighten your shit up and make it work. Say you got sliced up in a battle somewhere and scarred.
I got scars on my ass from a battle, dude.
On your lower back. Cut it at the lower back.
Pull it up.
There's probably going to be a huge, you know, I missed out on that investment for this new drug, but there's probably going to be a huge investment into skin surgeries. Tighteners. Hell yeah.
The therapeutic massage oils that formulate and tighten your skin.
Hell yeah, tighten that skin.
Yeah.
Maybe they put a couple, you know, but they install a couple, what do they call it when you're trying to do like one of the waistbands that you can tie up like that. They install those into your skin so you can just tie your skin up and it's not hanging down. A built-in tie-in waistband, dude. Velcro and shit, dude. Yeah. Fuck it, dude.
Untie with your teeth when you're on top. Mine now, creature.
Ah, dude. The possibilities.
Fuck, shit your pants, dude.
Jesus.
I would never, dude. Nah, I mean, some people have that. They don't have it that bad.
No, but that's not that bad.
There's severe cases where it gets really, really, really bad.
Well, if you're going to take this drug, you should probably take it once a week and just low it over time.
If you don't change your habit, as soon as you stop taking it,
you're going to be fat again.
Yeah,
you can eat whatever the fuck you want.
I'm sure some people are fucking, they took it, they changed their eating habits. But
dude, if you just like do some push-ups, break through that barrier of, I don't like them, they hurt.
Just get up and walk once in a while.
Push-ups,
man.
Sit-ups.
Walking does wonders. Flutter just walking. Kicks.
Do some flutter kicks and hello dally.
I'm just going to sit here in my chair and order everything I need on Amazon and DoorDash. And I also work on my computer because I do shit. And then I'm just going to sit here and I don't need to do shit because it's hard, man.
And I could take this little Ozempic in my tummy.
Dude. Flap it up. Nothing but gratification 24/7, man. That's the way, bro.
In suspenders.
No challenges, no hurdle, nothing hard to do in life.
Nope.
And then life happens, and you're like, what the fuck, man? I can't handle this shit going outside. That's going to be the next depression thing right now. It's like, I can't handle going outside. I can't handle the animals and the trees and nature.
The wind, it scares me.
Yeah, the wind is blowing so hard. It scares me. I'm going to have to go back in.
It's too bright. It's too dark.
Oh, my God. I feel bad that the mental issues aren't addressed in this country, but at the same time, man, we're making more by this.
You know what?
I'm not hating on Super Ozempic. I hope it works out for people. I hope big people get to feel skinny. There's people that have never been skinny their whole life that are probably waiting for something like this. You know what I mean? They just don't even know how it feels. You know?
I'm sure there's that. You know what I mean? And maybe you got dealt a bad hand in life. You know, maybe you had a... You know, an upbringing where you fucking woke up and caught a fucking hot sausage in your mouth every fucking morning. You didn't have a chance. You didn't have no choice. They force-fed you fucking bologna and cheese. They made you fucking brush your teeth and get out here and eat this Napoleonated bread. Fucking stew up, motherfucker. You know? Born into that life.
What's the hot sausage, though?
Yeah, what is the hot
sausage? Like just breakfast sausages. I don't mean cock.
Oh,
no. Like a young poor Oliver Twist type kid reverse, though, where like you get so much food, it's too much food. Like you're being forced to eat. You must eat this full course meal every meal. So you gain weight. And as a child, you don't know anything else because that's how your parents treated you.
All you know is a hot sausage.
They fed you like a motherfucking young king.
They gave you breakfast, lunch, dinner every day, which is
too much, though. Dude, like the I'm extra finding, helpings, I'm the telling dumplings. You, dude,
I don't believe in breakfast anymore, man.
No, I never eat it.
Breakfast used to be one of those things I was like, the farmers know. You start off with a hearty breakfast. You get some eggs, some bacon, some hash browns. Dude, you start off your day like that, spike your blood sugar, and then your day is just, I mean, if you're working it off right away, but if you're not working it off, if you're eating that breakfast and then going and sitting on a fucking subway train for 45 fucking minutes, you just fucked yourself, man.
Like, I think most of them farmers are kind of overweight and husky and all weird looking and over big and shit. Husky corn fed because they sit down and eat a big ass breakfast, then go sit in a John Deere tractor for hours. They're not moving around.
Come
They're
on, just dude.
Sitting on some shit, plowing.
They got OnlyFarmers.com now.
Hell yeah, dude. OnlyFarmers. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Just get on that shit.
Get on OnlyFarmers. Yeah. See what you can find. If you want corn fed women,
hell yeah.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't want no big ass husky.
What if they got those Bentley tractors, though, man?
Oof.
Dude, they'll be trying Gucci to make you invest pie. In. They'll be like, invest in this dry corn, bro.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
It's in the silo right now. Look at all this corn.
Download
I got.
This app, corn.com.
Yeah. I'm going down to the farmer's market. One of the farmer's market today. My uncle's a big commercial farmer. I'm here from the Netherlands.
Suck these beets.
Damn.
When I say beets, I mean red vegetables.
Hot sausage and red beets in the morning.
Damn, red dude. Beets and sausage, bro.
Fucking heaven.
Sounds like Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Red beets and sausage. Go with your green eggs and ham.
Follow with those and
gross.
So this is crazy, man. What they usually do, like the Navy and other countries, they have these cruise vessels that just ride around in the ocean and look for narcotic vessels. And they go out to sea for like 2-3 months at a time, and then they bring back huge loads of drugs. And I always wondered, do these guys, and here's a picture of one right here. Look at that. Look at all the drugs they seized on their little soiree there. They got a helicopter on board of their vessel.
Mm-hmm.
There's about, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 pieces. About 20 people that man this vessel.
They each get a bail.
It's like it's a go fast vessel. I mean, it's a fast fucking... They use these fast ships. They track down barges and they search them for drugs. And it's a U.S. Coast Guard cutter alert. They seized 11,000 pounds of cocaine during a bust in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. So the cutter was on a 59-day narcotics patrol when its helicopter crew spotted a suspected go-fast vessel. So that's kind of what they do, is they scour the ocean. They look for like big speed boats, you know, like the Miami kind.
Biggie Smalls driving it.
Biggie Smalls.
Versace suit.
They look for shiny. They look for big sunglasses and gold chains, and the more obvious you can be. So anyways, the Coast Guard ordered the vessel to stop, but it kept going. And then they end up catching up to the vessel, and there was 11,000 pounds of cocaine on the vessel. And this is not uncommon. Some of these cutters, these Coast Guard cutters, stay at sea for, like I said, weeks.
I mean, they got all the cocaine they need.
Yeah, they'll bring back no rats on that boat, I'm sure. No.
Well, they're going to blame it on fucking sea rats or some shit.
Probably on seagulls. Seagulls came in, cleaned us out.
Mermaids.
We only had 10,500 pounds of cocaine. Yeah, I mean, that's got to happen more than people are not getting caught here. I mean, do you really think, all right, so 11,000 pounds of cocaine, let's just say.
Who sends an odd number, first of all?
Let's just say that's $5 million, just for argument's sake. You're trusting these 20 men, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything here, but I'm just saying, think in common sense terms, human behavior, normal human behavior. You're putting 20 men on a vessel out to sea with 11,000 pounds of pure uncut cocaine, because it's probably straight. I mean, if you got it on the ocean, it's coming from the fucking source. It's not cut yet. And you mean to tell me all 20 of these guys in this whole fucking vessel right here, dude, never opened one of them packages, never touched that cocaine, never grabbed any and put it in their suitcase or sent it?
Sir.
You mean to tell me, dude?
Why are you doing the Biden whisper?
I'm just going to be like,
you're ice cream.
Yeah, man.
You mean to tell me?
I was going to just say the same fucking thing.
That's fucking crazy.
All them guys serious. In that boat getting out.
It's dramatic right now. You got to slow it down. You mean to tell me that these motherfuckers right here, none of these motherfuckers right here, ages 21 through 30.
I'll bet you they didn't take any with them, but they sniffed a bunch of that shit while they were out there fucking around.
Fuck yeah. Was 12,000 pounds.
There was.
Yeah.
So they're like, another one. We got another
Let's
one.
Let's just stay on the water, dude. We'll be all right. We don't need no food.
Split this one elbow together.
Speaking of that, so it ties right into our next story, because there's a former DA investigator that faces federal heroin trafficking and money laundering charges. So you got a DA, you got a district attorney that was taking drugs and selling them. And you don't think 20 shipmen are going to have the morals to not dip into their fucking cocaine? You got a DA here doing it. Come on, man. So a federal jury convicted Alex Kasem of Houston.
Casey would be mad as fuck.
After hearing evidence that the former county employee transported heroin across Texas and Louisiana in a marked police car. So they set this motherfucker up like crazy. He's good. So check out this story, man. He transported heroin and cartel money in a marked police vehicle between San Antonio, Houston, and Louisiana. According to the release, he was paid $31,000 for transporting the drugs, which he hid in evidence bags while wearing his Waller County peace officer credentials and county issued firearm. So he was saying he was on the job transporting drugs for the police department in case he got pulled over. And really, he was working for the cartel, moving drugs from place to place. Smart, smart plan.
Only for 31 grand though, man.
That was for one trip.
Oh, it was only one trip?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's not bad then.
That's the money they probably found, too. He probably had a lot more money than that. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't his first trip.
Yeah, no, dude. This dude's been doing that for a while.
He was a criminal in disguise. He cloaked himself in his trusted position as a licensed peace officer and Waller County DA investigator while working to enrich himself by shamelessly moving money and drugs in his work vehicle and hidden in the police vest.
Damn.
The special agent in charge of FBI Houston field office said in a statement. So, you know, this is law investigating law. So that shows you like the many tiers of this drug war. Not only you got to worry about the criminals that are doing it, you got to worry about the criminals within the fucking police that are doing it. There's different
everywhere
levels.
There's corruption everywhere. Money breeds corruption, right? I mean, fucking
whole nother level,
Whole nother level. I'm on a whole nother level with this mushroom fucking pen.
Dude, I ain't lying.
I didn't feel nothing.
I felt something.
I feel weird for like 10 minutes around here. I'm looking at Tim's water and all the bubbles in it. Like, damn, that's some old ass water.
I love old water.
Toilet water.
Me too. That's how I know it's old, because of the bubbles.
Older water, the better. I love aged water, dude. Like, damn. Everybody's coming out with like this volcanic water, Fiji water. I'm giving them aged water, dude. 23 years aged water, bro.
Stagnant.
So let me ask you this.
What's up?
Wouldn't be like spring water be aged, though?
No, man, because I aged it in a special barrel. All
right.
You know what I'm saying? I put it in a special oak barrel aged water.
Old oak.
Fuck.
You can order that shit on oldoakwater.com. Fuck yeah, dude.
Damn, dude.
So this guy only faced like four charges. I want to see how much time this guy's doing. Like, give us the sentence, dude. Oh, here it is. He hasn't had the trial yet. Oh, he was no, he was convicted. I'm sorry. He was convicted.
What did he get, 3 months probation?
Well, he didn't get sentenced yet, but he's facing up to 20 years for money laundering, and it could be ordered to repay up to $10 million in fines, man.
Damn. So it's a federal case.
Yeah.
He might not just get probation then.
Well, federal prisons are a cakewalk, so he'll probably...
I don't want to be in one anyways, cakewalk or not. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be taking that hot sausage in the morning.
No, I definitely don't want...
Force-fed.
Mm. I'm going to tell you what, though. He's going to make more drug connections in prison.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And then when he gets out, he's going to even make more money.
Oh, more meatloaf.
Hell yeah, full gangster.
Mm.
That's what they call that shit in prison. You can go full gangster, which means you could be gay in prison. Straight when you get
You know a lot of prison sexual terminology.
I do, man. Brother, dude. I wrote the book.
Where can we find this book?
Full gangster.com.
Download it on Amazon.
Fucking digital book.
Yeah.
Prison Survival with Dave.
Curated by Davey.
Oh, yeah. Tested by Dave and verified
by Dave.
There you go. I love it.
Maybe Coco can help finance my next book.
Man, yeah, dude. She might be able to finance everything.
Catfished by the fucking catfish.
She's looking for some investments right now.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, she's trying to find clientele offshore bank accounts.
Yeah.
You know.
I thought we would.
I'm not giving her.
Oh, you're going to give it to her.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait.
She'll have all your info by the end of the month.
Yeah, right.
You're giving it to her, dude. She's going to know. She's going to be in your bank account, fiddling around.
Hell yeah, fiddle faddle.
My name's Dave.
She already knows your name, dude. She calls you the Mikey the Round Room. Round Moon.
Mound.
Mounds.
Moon, whatever.
Mikey Mounds.
Mikey Mounds.
Mikey Mounds. I like it. There's a ring to it. It's kind of like much, but it's...
Mound.
Oh.
But hey, dude, this ends up being for real. You end up having mounds of cash. It could go that way, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're gonna see. I'll get her to hit the mushroom.
She's kind of fucking ignoring you now, dude.
She's at church, right?
How long's church, man?
Fuck if I know, I don't go to church.
Come on, Coco, call us. We're waiting for the live call.
No live call.
Man, you can just call her and make a live call.
Nah, I don't want. I'm not doing none of that shit, dude. Some dude named Hector answers the fucking phone.
Hello, hello.
Then your whole story's fucked.
I know. It's no fun no more.
Hold on. I'm the housekeeper.
But you know what's fun in my head is you're sitting there flirting with a dude.
That's fun to you.
That is. Watching you struggle with it.
Struggle?
There's 10% chance she's real, dude. I'm telling you.
Dude, if I want to flirt with a chick, I'll go holler at someone in town, though. Man. It's not. So I don't know what it is.
If you
want
to flirt with a dude, you're going to go in town and flirt with a dude?
Dude, I don't flirt with dudes.
Well,
you don't know what to do.
I don't know if you are.
You don't know if that's a dude. Whatever it is, it's got a Bentley.
A picture of a Bentley.
Ha! It's the same picture from the beginning.
Right.
So it's been consistent.
I mean, if I would have hacked some lady's Facebook, I'd have
y'all.
That shit
y'all
too.
Searched it up. We couldn't find any fucking matches. Dude, like it was some.
If you give me time
scam,
at home with those pictures,
I'll make some shit up.
No, I'll find something.
Hey, I'm assuming it's some kind of scam. That's why I'm playing the card like this, to see what the fuck I can do. Maybe I can get something out of this little fucking piece of shit.
Like a lost bank account.
But if it's some kind of motherfucking thing where, like, I really would like to meet you and blah, blah, blah. Man, I don't know, man. What if it's a setup, like triads?
That's right.
Get down there, I get kidnapped, I get clunked on the head, I'm fucking dragged off to Shanghai. Next thing you know, you never fucking hear me again. It could be something like that. Or they brainwash me into being some kind of operative for China.
Right.
And I'm doing some cold ass shit behind the scenes.
Right.
For China.
Hell yeah.
And go to prison for that.
Fucking rolling the Bentley at least.
I ain't doing that.
Hey, it'd be a federal prison at least.
Bro, I'd ride in that Bentley. I'd ride in that Bentley. That'd be an odd ass couple, dude. That's just an odd ass couple.
Yeah, it's so odd, dude.
So odd.
Can we superimpose? Can I superimpose?
How tall is she, dude?
I have no fucking idea, dude.
Awesome.
I don't know this person. I don't even know if it's real.
That teddy bear that she had is only like a fucking 1 foot teddy bear.
She enlarged it to make it look
like
giant.
No, that's how big she is.
Oh, she's only like 2 feet tall.
Damn, dude.
We should superimpose. I should get some Photoshop pictures of you guys together and see how you look in the Bentley together.
Dude,
I think we can do that.
Send it to her. Like, look, baby.
Jesus.
This is how much I love you, baby.
I don't love her.
Let us do it.
Please.
How do you mind?
Please let us do it. That would be, please do it if we make a photo. Dude, if please. I make a photo of you.
I'm back in the Bentley, it says dude, just married.
Hey, let's just see if she hits me back today. I don't know.
She She's might be on to us, dude.
She maybe might be on to me us. Now because I reversed it on her. Like, maybe oh, wow, she found us some money.
Maybe she's listening to you right now.
Maybe you can hear me right now, Chinese lady.
Man, dude.
Mike knows you're real.
I know you're real.
One of our listeners left a comment and said, man, it's a psych, it's a psyops thing, dude. Like, they are totally, yeah, he was, like, intent on saying there's no way, like, a hot Chinese girl would be texting anybody from America trying to talk to some shit. So he's saying it's a psyops.
I don't know if it's
Chinese psyops. I didn't really get
into it. Getting into it, man.
Well, I am kind of feeding into it. You're right. Maybe I'll just stop.
No, I thought
it was going to make some funny shit for us to laugh about.
You're not feeding into it. Right. You're doing the right thing. Right.
Well, I'm not giving her real shit, so don't worry.
Not yet.
I'm not going to. Come on, man.
You
need to get
pre-approval when you share information now, because we got to make sure.
I'm going to tell you everything that's going on, because I need motherfuckers to tell me, look, maniacs are coming. You know, and that way you guys are in on it, too. Like, look, these motherfucking Chinese dudes are coming up here right now with machine guns. I told them where we're at.
That's where we're at.
I need help.
We're exactly here. Here's our GPS location.
Yeah. Hit me up. All right. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens with the Coco saga as time goes on. But I thought we would do our top five this episode on something totally different, something inspirational, and something to give people hope and places to go where instead of giving them cities that are like dragged down by drugs, we're going to go with the five happiest cities in the United States in 2024. How you guys like that?
Awesome, bro. I like good moods.
Yeah. We're going to change.
That's why I call Mikey Moods.
Yeah.
We're going to change the vibe up a little bit here. We're going to go with the five happiest cities in the U.S. in 2024.
Number five.
According to Wallet Hub. So, you know, check the source.
Yeah.
We're going to see what Wallet Hub is, but shout out to Wallet Hub. Thanks for putting this together. Number five, Irvine, California, 68. Score 68. I don't know how they scored. So that's number five.
Blame that one on the weather, though.
You're going to be surprised how many Californian cities are in here, especially with everything that's going on out there.
But, all of them.
I'll just tip you off a little bit on what's going to be. Number four, Madison, Wisconsin.
I wouldn't see that one.
Yeah.
Never have I thought about Madison, Wisconsin as a destination.
It's a happy place, dude. You're just happy eating cheese, bratwurst. That's how I envision Wisconsin. We're neighbors with Wisconsin, but I still envision Wisconsin being cheese, bratwurst, and Green Bay fans, right. Basically.
Everything has cheese on it, man.
I know.
Fucking soap looks like Swiss cheese. That's how they buy it, just because they love cheese.
If you guys are really not in that much into cheese in Wisconsin, just let us know. What are you into then? You're not into drugs because they're all illegal over there, cannabis. But you're happy as fucking Madison, so what the fuck, dude? Maybe that's why.
Maybe alcohol.
Keep that shit illegal then. If you're happy, fuck it. Number three, San Jose, California.
Cool place. Yep, definitely cool.
Number two, happiest city in America, Overland Park, Kansas.
Another place I wouldn't see.
No, never even heard of it. Not even trying to go.
Might go now.
Now I thought about it. Yeah.
Right. We should book a trip.
We should never.
We should make the show pay for trips to all these places.
You know, right. Or Coco.
Yeah, or Coco. Yeah.
Overland Park sounds nice.
It does.
It's got parking. Like, it ain't
anything with parks.
It's like, overland. I mean,
over the land.
It's no water.
Number one, happiest city in America, Fremont, California. Score of 74.
California. Gotta go there.
I think because there's just so many people there, man. They get a lot of votes.
It's different.
I bet you a wallet nerd. What the fuck is it?
It's called the Wallet Hub.
They're probably fucking right in California. That's where their office is.
Yeah, they probably put out some stupid
bias fucking poll.
You know what? Because if you go down the list from top five, San Francisco is number seven, and that's got to be bullshit. Dude, I heard San Francisco's a shithole right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got Pearl City, Hawaii, Honolulu, Columbia, Maryland, and Scottsdale, Arizona. So I guess those are some pretty happy places, I guess. So
she's happy.
Yeah, she seems happy.
Oh, yeah.
She needs some
Two-Face.
Some Ozempic.
Some Olympic. Give her some of the new V. It's called VK. What was it called, dude? What was that shit called?
VKN3.
VK2735. Yeah. Get her some VK2735. It's coming out, man. So just eat all you want, everybody. Do whatever you want to do, man.
Be like those we got New your Orleans parachute. Rats. Just eat everything, man.
Eat everything you want, man. It's been a great fucking episode. A lot of good stories here.
We learned about hot meat, Mike.
Fuck yeah, spicy sausage, fucking rats eating fucking evidence.
Coked out rats.
Philippines still hard on the war on drugs. Record cocaine busts. I mean, fuck, dude. This ain't your...
Dave's still smelling his own farts.
That shit gets you high, dude.
It does. Better than the salts.
Yeah, fuck the salts.
It's crazy what can get you high nowadays.
That bubbly water right there.
Shout out to all of our past guests that were on the show. Everybody, you know, we had Beth Darnell. We've had Colleen Cowles. Of course, our good friend Claudia Mirandi. We've had Jose Cervantes. We've had Tennessee Senator Hopeful Kent Morrell. We've had Dan Laird, well-known doctor. Mac Haddow. He was an advisor to President Reagan. We've had Tina Reichert talking about Christian, who was released from prison. We've also had Andrew D'Angelo. Many, many people. So make sure you check out our older episodes. If you want to hear some good content and information from the people, check us out, man, and share. Much love. Peace out.